This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, this is Ben.
Hi, Bahar. Welcome.
Hi, Milena. How are you?
Thank you very much. How are you? How was last week in Tunisia?
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, I heard the rumors. Congratulations.
Thank you, Milena. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the call. This is Shahid here. We'll just give it a couple more minutes in hopes that others may join. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I think we can start the call now. So just for the record, once again, this is Shahid Bataini from ICAN. Thank you all for joining the call. The purpose of this call is to more or less wrap up the charter document that is currently displayed on Adobe Connect. I don't think there is a need, of course, unless stated otherwise, I do not think there is a need to go through every section of the document. But some key, let's say, findings from the document is that I think the group is more or less in agreement on most of the text in there. Of course, after the call, I'll start cleaning up the document with Waleed, since Waleed actually signed up to work on cleaning up the document. There are two sections, actually, right at the bottom. One is time frames and the other is charter review, where I circulated an email on Saturday evening requesting that we add text to these two sections, since the group suggested that we actually can work on them probably towards the, well, once the other sections are more or less final. So I don't know if anybody has any comments, any questions, any feedback, any suggestions maybe on how to go through the document. So, I mean, one suggestion was to just skim through each and every section. Okay, so Manal, go ahead, please.
Thanks, and just to seek clarification, if we're not going to go section by section, then how are we going to wrap on the document?
Okay, so
I thought we're going to go section by section.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so the purpose here of, so the purpose of the call is to just go through the sections, but probably not finalize the text, unless of course the group wants to finalize it. It's really up to you. Okay, Hadia?
Yes, I was going to suggest also to go through the document section by section.
Okay, Bahar?
Thank you, Fahad. This is Bahar for the record. Yeah, I agree. I think we should go through the document section by section, but I was going to suggest that since the first two sections, I mean the mission and the scope, from what I'm seeing on the screen, the text is more or less clean. I was going to suggest that we start with the following section, which is, I guess, the working methods. I recall from last call we spent almost 45 minutes on the first two sections, and then we had to skim through the rest of the document very quickly. I'm trying to avoid, this happening again this time. And again, since the first two sections are more or less clean text, more or less, so my suggestion is to skip them for the moment, unless anyone has any strong sort of comment that he or she needs to raise, and move next the next section. Thank you.
Thank you, Bahar. Okay, so Walid Saqqaf said. Yeah, go ahead, Walid.
Shahed, this is Ali Jawad. I just joined, so I am on the toll-free number. Excuse me if I couldn't be able to follow up on the document because I'm driving right now, but I'm attending now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ali. So we have a message on the Adobe Connect chat room from Walid, and he says, given that all the sections are more or less filled, going through the sections is a good idea. And Zakir, of course, agrees with Walid. Hadi, Manal, once again.
Sorry to ask for the floor again, but just to make sure I understand correctly. So for the first two sections, I still do have some minor comments. So what you're proposing is doing this online later, or?
So Manal, you can share your comments if you wish. I mean, now, that's fine. That should be okay.
So can I start right away, or do you want me to?
Yeah, sure. I mean, go ahead if you have anything. You can just make your suggestions on the call.
So for the mission, three very quick remarks. First, I do prefer the original language for referred to herein as I'm not sure why are we striking out referred to, but again, I don't have a strong position here. For the very last sentence, the strategy is expected to understand the needs. I propose that we replace needs with requirements just to avoid the redundancy because we've already said the needs in the previous sentence. Catering for the needs of the diverse stakeholders in the MAIC region. Full stop, the strategy is expected to understand the requirements of the internet ecosystem in the region and tackle the obstacles, challenges that hinder its development. So I'm proposing to replace needs with requirements and as well as with and. this is for the mission. Do you want me to go to the scope or just wait for reaction?
So let's see if there is any reaction on the mission part. Others on the call, do you have any comments regarding the mission or any comments in response to Manal's suggestions? Okay, so is everybody on the call in agreement? Who's speaking? Go ahead.
Yes. From my side, Ali.
Okay, thank you, Ali. Naveed, go ahead, Naveed. Naveed, would you like to take the floor? We can't hear you in case you're talking.
Hello?
Can
you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Naveed.
Hello, can you hear
me? Yes, we can, Naveed. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, everybody. I was just trying to, people might have seen that I've made some changes, suggestions, but my point is that on a call we should more focus on the essence of a script rather than some wordings or something like that. I mean, everybody might have his or her own opinion about whether to put a certain word or another one, but we should more focus on the essence, whether it truly reflects what we want. And this is what I would suggest, because that would be more fruitful. Otherwise, you can keep on updating the text as many times as you want. Each time you read, you might think that this word might be more appropriate than the other one. So this is my personal opinion. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Naveed. So just for the record, actually, we hope, and I say we hope, that this is the last call for the Chartered Drafting Group, and we hope that after this call we can come out with a clean document where the majority of the group members are in agreement on what it has. So more or less the text in the document is, let's say the majority of the text or the heavier weight of the text is more or less in the document. So yeah, I think what the group can work on at the moment is just the wording purpose. And reading some of the comments in the Adobe Connect chat room, so Waleed says, I don't mind what Manal suggested. And then Hadia says, I agree with replacing needs with the requirements. And then Waleed said, we just need to move on. Okay, so is there any other comments on the mission part? So Manal, your comments have been noted. I'll take them on board. So shall we move on? So we'll move on to the next section, and that is the scope. And again, I think, okay, so Manal, go ahead, Manal.
Thanks, Fahad. For the scope, again, I don't see that we have agreed on whether we want to insert that the scope is limited to the Middle East and adjoining countries region. Because, again, I see Navi's point, but we keep doing the changes and then striking through the changes, but we can't reach an agreement online, so it might be a good opportunity to agree on this here on the call. My second comment is that I would like to have the sentences joining together, the header sentence, the scope of work of the MAEC strategy working group, and the following bullet. I mean, now it doesn't read well. The scope of work of the Middle East and adjoining country strategy working group, colon, then develop a 3-year strategic plan. I do prefer, for example, should cover developing, establishing, building, or includes developing, or is limited to developing, if you see what I mean.
Okay, got
and
your
the
point.
Final and the final point on bullet number 2, at the very end, I think we need to say, and what worked well? So, but if not, again, I don't have a strong position. I'm just saying all my remarks, and then I'll wait for reactions. Thank you. I don't have other comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Manal. Hadia, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to comment on the part where it says is limited to. I think we all agree that this strategy is limited to the Middle East and the joint countries. And I wouldn't have agreed with putting this here, but since we don't have a section that says that the scope does not include so-and-so, that's why I think it's good to keep it up there, that the scope is limited to the Middle Eastern adjoining country region. The other thing, Manal was talking about the title, the scope of the work of the EMEAC strategy working group. I agree that it doesn't read well, and I suggest that the only thing here that we can add, like the scope of work of the Middle Eastern and adjoining countries strategy working group is two, and then we put a colon, and then it goes well, develop, build, and so on. So I think it's only adding, it's grammatical. And yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Hadia. Naveed, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I just want to clarify 2 points. One is that I don't mind developing or establishing or building, but it has to be aligned. What I remarked and corrected there was two sentences were beginning with will build, and others were just develop and build. So there has to be consistency on whatever we do. I personally wanted to keep it like develop and build, and to start at the scope of the work of Middle East strategy is to, just like Hadia mentioned, so that's the perfect way to put it. The second is why I strike through the line, the first line that is limiting this is because this document is explicitly for Middle East and adjoining countries. So it has to be limited to this. So there is what I said is that it might have no point of mentioning specifically that this document is limited to. If we want to put it, it has to be in the preface and not in the scope. The scope is, of course, it is limited. So this is what I wanted to say.
Great. Thank you, Naveed. Waleed, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to just say that this is a non-issue, more or less. I mean, it's self-evident that this is covering the region. So I don't think we're using our time efficiently.
Okay, thank you, Waleed. Naveed, I think you have raised your hand again. Okay.
I just wrote it down, so.
Okay, thank you, Naveed. So let's move on to the next section, working methods. Does anybody have any comments on this section? So there is some text that has been added, but more or less the text that was there is kind of okay by the group. Any comments? Hadia. Please go ahead, Hadia.
No, I'm sorry. I just, I was looking to another section.
Okay, Manal, go ahead.
Thank you, Fahd. So, for the first paragraph, and I stand to be corrected here, I think the Middle East and adjoining countries strategy working group, the original wording was will hold face-to-face meeting as deemed necessary and appropriate. And I think here it gives, both options that it may not hold the face-to-face meetings if there is no need. But replacing will with may, I think it becomes, it doesn't read well to me. If it's necessary and appropriate, then the working group may or may not hold face-to-face meetings. I think, my proposal is that we keep the word will and remove may, but I thought to say this first before doing any edits in the document. And I'm not sure why are we listing all the tools here, Doodle and Google Docs, but if we're going to list, then we have also Adobe Connect and others. And at the very end of this paragraph, all archives, minutes of meetings, I think we're missing an S here. I also have one more comment on the second paragraph, but if you want me to pause here and take reactions, I'm happy to do that.
You can continue, Manal.
Okay. Again, for the part that says the working group will agree among themselves or by no formal opposition on logistical matters, I think what we mean here is that we will agree among themselves by explicit consent or by no formal opposition, right? So what I'm proposing here is maybe inserting by explicit consent or by no formal opposition, if this is acceptable, of course. For the following paragraph, I propose that we have a full stop. We end the sentence after "in order to accomplish certain tasks," full stop, and then start a new sentence. Each subcommittee or subgroup may have a work lead. Because otherwise, it sounds to me as if it ended abruptly, while each subcommittee or subgroup may have a work lead, and then, again, I feel it ended abruptly. And the following paragraph also,
so Manal, I'll give the floor to Hadia until you can gather your thoughts maybe. So Hadia, go ahead.
I wanted only to agree with Manal that defining the means or tools limits us. So if we mention Google Docs, then we might mention others as well. And if we at any point decide to also use other tools, it will be limiting. So I don't know if it's necessary to include them or not, but I think not. Regarding Manal's suggestion also, changing may with will, well, I agree as well. Basically, that's it. In the section where it says, moreover, members should participate actively, I think we can just say members should participate actively in the work. I don't know why we should add moreover. That's basically it.
Thank you, Hadia. Manal, back to you.
Sorry, it seems that I lost audio because I was still talking, but obviously you didn't hear me. But let me repeat the very last part. I'm proposing alternative text to the paragraph starting when taking decisions. So I think it's a good opportunity now to decide on which language we want to keep in the working methods and which one to delete. So maybe we can pause here and take reactions on those two paragraphs if everyone is okay, of course.
So any comments from the group? I've actually highlighted the two paragraphs that Manal is referring to. Okay, Naveed, go ahead.
Yeah, it's more about putting the things in right language, and different people might have different opinions about it. Personally, I think that when you write will, it mandates that you have to do it. So and it gets in conflict with as deemed necessary and appropriate. So as deemed appropriate and necessary, you have to use the word may, because it does not oblige you to do it or to not to do it. It is certainly upon requirement then. So this is something we should keep in mind. Regarding other things, I don't mind that. For me, both paragraphs are okay. I mean, they don't change that much in the context of what we are talking about. Regarding the tools, I think it's appropriate if we use something like etc. or such as, because such as does not oblige you to use the same. It is just a guideline. Okay, you can do this, and this. It does not oblige you of using the same. If we don't have such as, then it is an obligation kind of thing. But keeping it with such as or et cetera at the end, you can add as much as you want in the list. But again, it does not oblige anybody of using the same thing. It's just a guideline. So you can add more to that list. But by no means it means that the list has to be full of all possibilities. Thanks.
Hadia, you're next.
Yes, I would say that the alternative text I would recommend it, because the other one says that the members should try to reach work consensus. And I think that the members are actually striving to reach consensus and not work consensus. And in case the consensus could not be reached, then it would be work consensus. So the alternative reflects that, while I don't see the sentence or paragraph up there reflecting the same. Thanks.
Okay, Tahir, would you like to read what you pasted in the Adobe Connect chat space?
I'm just sharing the definition of rough consensus. As per the IETF. IETF actually was the first group to adopt this sort of rough consensus methodology. And it's from Wikipedia, and it reads, working groups make decisions through a rough consensus process. IETF consensus does not require that all participants agree, although this is, of course, preferred. In general, the dominant view of the working group shall prevail. However, dominance is not to be determined on the basis of volume or persistence, but rather a more general sense of agreement. Consensus can be determined by a show of hands, humming, or any other means on which the working group agrees, by rough consensus, of course. Note that 51% of the working group does not qualify as rough consensus, and 99% is better than rough. It's up to the chair to determine if rough consensus has been reached. So this is what the IETF says.
Go ahead. You're next. Okay, Manal, go ahead.
Is it my turn?
It's actually your turn. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to note the comments made by Naveed, such as, which is not definitive. It can be including those and others, and so there's no issue here. I mean, as part of the paragraph, the first paragraph is more or less enough because it does explicitly explain what is necessary or needed, which is a rough consensus. And if that is not achieved directly, then there can be help from ICANN. But the other option, which has the word will work to facilitate, I mean, it's more or less the same issue, except that it's more strict, in my opinion. So maybe the first paragraph makes the better, more diplomatic text that brings in a good notion of what we should do together.
Thank you, Waleed. Manal, sorry about that. You can go next.
Okay. Thanks, Fahd, and thanks for the comments. Just to say why I'm proposing the alternative text, I have two issues with the original text. First, that like Hadia mentioned, we're not striving just to reach rough consensus. If we're striving, then we should shoot high and be targeting consensus. So if we want to agree that we'll be working on rough consensus, I'm happy with keeping this and deleting the word strive. So members work to reach rough consensus if this is what the group agrees to. The other thing I have a problem with is, to me, this language sounds as if we cannot reach consensus, then we're going to be escalating to ICANN staff. And this is why I tried to reflect in the alternative text that ICANN staff will be facilitating our discussions, helping us to reach consensus, but I didn't want it to sound as if we're not in agreement, then we're bringing up the issue to ICANN staff and escalating to ICANN staff. So this is the reasoning behind my the alternative text, and again, I'll keep it to the group to agree how we go. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. Naveed, go ahead.
I would again go with the rough consensus thing because rough consensus is more important if you don't have strong opposition. And if we can reflect this somehow in the sentence, that would be great. Unless you have strong opposition about something, you can go with the rough consensus, with the general feeling, and this is exactly what we are trying to do with this document as well. I would reiterate that in no way we can target or agree with SL. But that's the rough consensus we are trying to do, unless there is a strong opposition about something. So if we reflect somehow in this text, which I can do as well, unless you have strong opposition about something, we should go with the rough consensus.
Okay, thank you, Naveed. So I actually see two more people lined up to take the floor. And since we have actually consumed, I think, a good amount of time on these two paragraphs, what I'd like to suggest is that we take these two paragraphs to the mailing list, and maybe the group can work on the exact wording of this paragraph, maybe within the next 24 to 48 hours. I hope that's okay with you. I apologize, Hadia and Manal, for not giving you the floor on this, but I think we need to move on. So let's move on to, so does anybody have any other comments regarding this section on working methods? If not, let's move on to the next section. Manal, you can go, you take the floor.
Very quickly on the last paragraph, I think, and no member is requested to have less than one meeting. I think maybe it's to attend less than one meeting. If this is what's meant by whoever proposed text, I'm sorry, I can't remember who. So this is my only remaining comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. So actually, Naveed suggested this text. I mean, this is what the Google Docs says. So Naveed, would you like to comment? Would you like to react to Manal's question?
Yeah, I don't mind. I Yeah, I don't mind changing it to have attended something like this, so that would be a better reflection. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Bahar?
Thank you for the record. I just have a question regarding the last paragraph. In order to have an effective and continuous review of the strategy, the working group members are expected to have at least two meetings. I have two questions. One is, why are we referring here to the review of the strategy? I don't understand the term review in this context. And my second question is, if this is something about the membership of the working group, should this be included in this section about working methods, or it should move to, I thought there was a section on membership. Yeah, there is actually a section on membership. So question is, should this text remain under working methods or move to the membership section? Thank you.
Thank you, Bahar. Naveed, would you like to react to Bahar's question or comment? Go ahead, Naveed.
Since I was the one who added this paragraph, so I just want to clarify it further. I mean, to me, the review process means that you need to see whether the strategy that, I mean, if we are saying that the strategy and the working group is for 3 years, then they should be continuously meeting and seeing if the strategy is being fruitful or not. So one way to do is this. Other is to just leave it as it is, which we did last time, and then to try to review it after 3 years. So whatever the community would say, I don't have any objection. This is my view on that. So the review does not mean a complete review and analysis. It's just to see if things are going well and if we need to add something or maybe to subtract something from the strategy. Regarding the membership, when I wrote this paragraph, I first placed it inside the membership. But then I moved that from there to here because I thought that it is about how you work in this working group. I don't mind if the community agrees and moves, because this is the place where I first put it. But to me, it is more about how you work together, and that is why I put it in the working method. Thanks.
Thank you, Naveed. Hadia.
I think that continuous review maybe does not fit here. In order, I think it could read better in order to have an effective group, Middle East and adjacent countries strategy working group will read better. And I think it could fit actually under both, because defining the number of meetings per year, this could fit under the working methods. Meanwhile, also it fits under the membership, because it defines what members should adhere to. And I guess if a member has less than one meeting per year, then the following year he's no longer a member according to the requirements of the charter. So yes, it fits also on the membership. Thanks.
Bahar.
Thanks for that. This is I was writing in the chat room just to save time. I'm just seeking more clarification from Naveed, but I'm happy to take it with him offline. If the essence of this paragraph or this text is the review of the strategy work, now I have a different understanding. That was not my understanding at the beginning, but if this is the essence of this text, so it's about how the working group is going to review the strategy during its lifetime, then fine. Maybe we need to tweak the text a little bit to clarify that further. But otherwise, I'll seek more clarification from Nadeem. Thank you.
Thank you, Baham. So in the spirit of time, since we are conscious of time, I'd like to suggest that we move on to the next section on deliverables. So it looks like, I mean, deliverables, there's not many comments here, but if anybody would like to share any comments or feedback, please go ahead. Okay, so no comments. Nobody wants to make any comments. Let's move on to the next section on membership. Baher.
This is Baher. Yeah, thank you. I have a question on the deliverables. Point number four, an online dashboard with details about the actions taken by the working group. My question is, who's going to deliver this dashboard and how? Thank you.
Waleed.
Yes, I mean, it could be that the administrator, the facilitator who's an ICANN staff, does this just like they did with the earlier group. And, for example, at Internet Society, they have a secretary or someone working within the staff who simply just adds the links to any meeting or activity that's been done.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, I'm just trying to go back to that. So my issue with this point is that we need to be clear. Online dashboard is a very broad term. Okay, it could go from a very basic sort of kind of thing to a complete system that, you know, something similar to Salesforce. So, and I don't think, frankly, that, you know, this level of detail is required from the Charter Working Group. I guess it's important to point out and to emphasize that the Strategy Working Group has to come up with some clear KPIs to measure performance, progress, and so forth. But then make some commitments, on behalf of other groups about something to be developed, without certainty about this thing, I guess that's a bit risky. Thank you.
Naveed?
Yeah, I agree with Bahar that this is kind of quite some detail about what we expect, so we might need to dilute it a bit, so we need to work on point number four to make it more expressive of what we expect and not to dictate about we want this. So it is up to the working group how they come up with something. So we should only propose about what is generally expected of them. The second point I want to make is the point number zero, which it seems to be added by Nadira. While I don't have objection with the point, but I don't think the working group will have time to review the old strategy. When they start their work, and it is a long process, and we are already somewhat late on this, so the working group will be created, and then it is expected to start the strategy implementation from July, so the analysis might not be one of the deliverables here, so this is something that others might want to comment as well. Because analysis somehow is what has already been done to some extent, and some part of it we are already reviewing under the chapter group. So this is my take on this.
Thank you, Naveed. And just a piece of information to the rest of the group. Yeah, actually, so both Bahar and myself are currently working with others internally in kind of assessing and reviewing the current strategy, which actually ends on 30th of June. So there's a lot of work being happening actually behind the scenes, and definitely we'll be sharing this information with the current Middle East Working Group and the future Middle East and Adjoining Countries Strategy Working Group. Manal.
Thank you, but just to quickly react to what Naveed said, I sympathize the point raised by Naveed. I can see what Nadira meant here, but to me as it stands, it's as if we have a deliverable called old strategy analysis, a document that would analyze the previous strategy, which I don't think is what we mean here. I'm sorry we don't have Nadira on the call, but I think what's meant is that we build on the previous strategy, see what didn't work very well, build on what worked well, and this is already stressed elsewhere in the document. But if it is deliverable, then it is more of an analysis document, which I concur with Naveed's point, is not really feasible. Thank you.
Thank you, Mala. Any further comments on the deliverable section before we move on? Okay, Hadia.
Well, I do agree with Nabil and Manal that point number zero, to achieve it, it will need a lot of work. Unless she's going to mainly use the document already produced, or the working group is going to already use the document that is produced, and maybe build or add some minor changes to it. And then I have comments with regard to the membership if we are going to proceed.
Okay, since we're again conscious on time, let's move on to the next section on membership. So I think, Hadia, you have some comments to make.
Yes, I actually was wondering if we do really need a selection committee. I don't know if we even have the time for it. And as far as I see it, like, strong commitment cannot really be guaranteed by having a selection committee. You can guarantee strong commitment through abiding, for example, the members with a minimum number of absence or a required number of attendance or required number of working hours. So that's basically it. Thanks.
Thank you, Hadia. Any other comments? Naveed, go ahead.
Yeah, because I added this text, these two paragraphs at the end, just because I thought that it is about membership and we are not specifying how these members will be selected. But if, I don't know, I think that it should be part of the charter. If you think that this is something that is out of scope of this document, then we might leave it, but there has to be some way of selecting those members. I mean, I also agree with the idea if the members can self-nominate themselves or someone else might nominate them or something like this. But we can specify how we can go about it. So these two paragraphs I added just to get more feedback from other members. And I'm not very strongly for this paragraph or strongly against this paragraph, so I'm quite neutral about it.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Bahar. This is Bahar. This is an important point, the membership, and I guess, you know, the charter working group has to agree on what to include or what not to include under this section. There are three different different items, points that can go under this section. One is the strategy working group itself, and whether this group is going to be limited or open in its membership. This is the first question. The second question is, or the second point is, selection criteria, and whether the selection criteria will be left to a separate group, like the suggestion here is to have a selection committee. So are we going to leave it for the selection committee to develop the criteria, or the charter working group is going to develop the criteria, and then the selection committee will do the selection accordingly. And the third point is about, and let me again go back to the text. The last point is the process itself, the nomination process. And again, the question here, whether this is something for the charter working group to develop, or it's the selection committee. And of course, I'm assuming that there will be a selection committee according to this text. The group may also agree that a selection committee is not needed, but then the question remains about the process and who is going to make the selection and how. So we have these three things that we need to think about: the group itself and its membership, the selection criteria, and the nomination process. Thank you.
Thank you, Bahar. So Waleed makes a comment in the chat room, and he says, "I propose having the members of the earlier strategy working group compose any membership committee to assess the ability of new members to dedicate enough time to the work." Any reactions to that? So one thing I'd like to remind the group here is that actually effective... Go ahead, Marie.
Sorry. Go ahead. Okay, I just wanted to say that in my paragraph I added that, okay, thanks. In my paragraph I added that the selection committee might be composed of some non-contesting members of the old working group, because that might be a best way to evaluate the needs and requirements that a member should have in order to be a member of this. And I am strongly opposed of an open group for that. It has to be a closed group, because only then you can, only then you can expect some commitment and some kind of real fruitful work for that. Thanks.
Thank you, Naveed. Hadia.
Yes, I would like to comment that if we do have a selection committee, then I guess it's up to the selection committee to put the criteria upon which it will choose the members. That's one, and the my other comment was regarding the nomination. I think it could be put included in the charter how the members are nominated, and it doesn't have to be left to the selection committee. So, yeah, thanks.
Okay, thank you, Hadi. So going back to the point that I wanted to raise, actually starting July 1st, I mean, the current Middle East strategy would have concluded, and then we'd be having a void until a new strategy working group is seated and actually come out with a strategy that is implementable. So I think if the group is talking here about having a committee to choose members of the new strategy working group, I think that would delay the process of actually having a new strategy in place and hopefully on time. So I just wanted to raise this point so that folks on the call actually keep that in mind. Manan?
Thank you, Fahd, and thanks everyone for the discussion. Just A quick reaction to Baher's first point on whether the membership should be open or limited in terms of the number of members. I think we had this discussion earlier, and we've gone through the pros and cons for both the open and the limited options. And I believe that the cross-community working groups on ICANN accountability and IANA transition, they both did a good compromise to me, at least, which was having a core membership group but keeping the participation open. I mean, everyone is able to participate, but again, there is a core membership group who manageable in size, if I may, and also who can hold the pen and push things forward and draft things and so on. But again, the participation and the input were kept open. And to me, this sounded like a good compromise. But again, it's up to the group to decide whether this is a good approach or not. Thank you.
Hadia.
Yes, Jerry. Actually, whether it's an open membership or not, I believe that open membership is good because it brings in the ideas of everyone. It gives everyone the opportunity to work and put his input. On the other hand, you can always cut off members that are not participating effectively after the first year if you do put some restrictions or on a minimum number of working hours or a minimum number of participation or that kind of thing. Yeah, so that's my idea.
Yes, thank you. So actually, Waleed raises a question here to Manala in the chat room, and he says that means having two classes of members, core and other. And Manal says, yes, they were classified as members and participants. And then Naveed goes on to say, can be members and observers. So I think this section needs some more work to be done. I mean, it depends on how easy or complex would the group on this membership part to be. But I think... I mean, we're on the hour at the moment, so I think it's better that we take this discussion maybe to the mailing list. So let's move on to the next section on role identification. And actually here the group, well, some members of the group felt that there was a need for a chair, a vice chair, a secretary, a facilitator, and then members. So any comments maybe on this, any reactions to this? So is the group on the call in agreement with this? Naveed? Bahar, go ahead, Bahar.
So Naveed can go first if he's online.
Okay, so Naveed, go ahead.
Yeah, personally, I think that this is something we can leave that open to the working group itself, whomsoever, if they want a chair, a vice chair, a coordinator for something. So we should not bind them to having a particular thing, because there we can miss on something that may be required later on. So either we say that these might be the roles that we can have in the group, just to leave that open, but if we specify that these are the roles, the different roles that the group will have, so that will oblige the group to have those particular roles, and that might not be very thought-provoking. And if a need arises later on for something else, so that will have some problem or some opposition because of not following the charter. So we should leave that open just by using just might or may or something like this, or should, whatever.
Sahar, are you still there?
Okay, sorry, actually I was on mute. Sabahar, you want to take the floor?
Well, I was going to suggest that, again, assuming the Charter Working Group wants to include something in the Charter about roles and roles of some of the members, like chair, vice chair, etc. My suggestion was going to be to try to keep these specific roles to the minimum possible. Again, in order to give more flexibility for the working group itself to organize itself. But and my specific proposal here was reading through the text, and in addition to the chair and vice chair, there is also the secretary and the facilitator. And I thought that this or these two roles could be combined, and we can call them either secretary or facilitator. It doesn't matter. It's more or less the same function. And again, from past experience, this would very likely be an ICANN staff sort of function. Thank you.
Thank you, Bahar. Any other comments on this section? Okay, so let's move on to the next section on time frames. And actually, we have 5 minutes past the hour. I'm not sure if people can continue the call. We can either discuss this really quick, or we can just take it to the mailing list, up to the group. Naveed.
Final comments from my side. I think we should review this, whether we need a time frame kind of thing, because that is again going to be an obligation for timeline in mind. It is created, and how many members are we going to have, and how active they are going to be. So I don't want to put anything in the document that cannot be implemented later on, and or that can slip all the process through, you know. So we should not have these dates and all that. We have deliverables that is enough. If we want to make that stronger, we should exclude this time frame section, because that is kind of a binding that we might not be be following later on in that group.
Yeah. The chat from he was Naveed. Waleed says could be out after. And Shukri says several times two, so I can see some on the call field for necessary, yes, but I'm sure I'm conscious sometime.
And
the group can have a discussion. Can be better now?
Well, maybe slightly better.
Oh, sorry. Time frames to the mailing, the group.
No, it's still not clear, Fad. So let me continue this. I'm also cognizant of time here. So I need comments regarding the time frame, and I see some comments on the chat room in support as well. So let's continue this discussion online on the mailing list. And let me also suggest a way forward. Now, we want to bring the work of this Charter Working Group to conclusion by end of this week. So we have almost 4 days to conclude the work. I think what we need to do is to give it a couple of more days till Wednesday for people to provide text in the Google Doc. I guess it was Fahad together with Waleed who volunteered to clean up the document and come back to us with some clean clean text. So let's try in light of today's discussion and the input that you provided to finalize the text on the Google Doc till end of business on Wednesday, and then take the last couple of days of this week to clean up and finalize the document. Does that sound reasonable? I see Hadia's hand is up. Hadia, do you want to take the floor? Okay. Manal, you're asking whether we're having another call on Wednesday. Well, if there is a need for another call, we can have one. If not, we will continue and hopefully finalize the work on the mailing list. Hadia, I see your hand up again. You want to take the floor? Okay, any comments or questions? Navid is suggesting a call, another call on Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? I can't read the chat room. Okay, we'll go through the comments on the chat room. Now, I also realize that some people want to go. Anyone wants to say something?
Yeah, I just want to say that if required, then we can have a meeting on Monday rather than on Wednesday. Wednesday is too tight for me, and I'm certainly not able to attend meeting on Wednesdays that properly. So if a need arises, I would go for a meeting on Monday same time rather than on Wednesday. So this is just my take. Thank you for.
Okay, so let's do what Waleed is suggesting. He's suggesting that we wait for two more days, and on Wednesday, Fahd and I would help clean it up, then only allow suggestions for the new document. I guess this is a reasonable suggestion, so let's try to do that. And if there is a need for another call before end of this week or early next week, we'll do so. Thank you, everyone, for joining, and thank you for your input. Much appreciated. Have a good day. Bye.